Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
I just wanted to use this as a bit of an opportunity to do a little bit of myth busting about homelessness. I feel like I'm in a really privileged position because I get to see and hear and work and at the front lines and meet people who have been homeless, who are homeless, who are likely to become homeless. And I get to really hear from them just what are the things in their life that have contributed to them being in that situation. And I guess sometimes I must admit that makes it hard for me when I hear other people talk about homeless people or, you know, walk past them in the street or a dinner party conversation. I hear a lot of people have views and beliefs on things, and sometimes they just don't necessarily know. They don't necessarily have all of the facts to why things happen the way that they do. And I guess my first thing and my belief about homelessness is that we live in a very prosperous society, and I think it is a shame that we have homeless people living in our cities and our towns, and even people living in cars that we don't even see as homeless. I think that is a shame. One of the big beliefs that people often have, or misperceptions about homelessness, is that in some way people would like to be homeless, that there's is a choice. And I guess, you know, if ever you actually meet or talk to someone who's slept rough, who's been homeless for a period of time, what they'll actually tell you is that it's a frightening and difficult and dangerous experience all the time. You don't feel welcome anywhere, and that there's a whole lot of risks and threats to your existence that really has an influence on your life and makes it really, really hard to be comfortable and to feel okay. For me, that always puts that into perspective that you know, I would never choose that for myself, and I find it really, really hard to believe that anyone would choose to feel unsafe, to feel threatened, to be uncertain, and to not know whether they were going to make it through the next couple of days with food, shelter. I really find that hard to believe. Another misconception is the links between, you know, mental health issues and drug and alcohol issues and homelessness. And while it's really sad and unfortunate that a certain percentage of homeless people do experience mental health issues, it's really, really difficult and impossible to suggest that those issues are actually the cause of homelessness. Mental health issues can have a massive impact on people's lives and can cause family dissolution and a whole bunch of other issues. And while a certain percentage of people, as I said, that are sleeping rough do experience mental health issues, it's often more complex than just the presence of mental health issues alone that have led to their situation. And I would actually look at it this way. Mental health issues are a genuine health issue. If we have people that have genuine health issues that really need support, resources, and assistance in the community, and we are allowing them to live on the streets, I think that paints a really, really negative and sad picture of our society. Ditto when it comes to drug and alcohol issues. While to a certain degree drug and alcohol issues are individual choices, there's also a very, very complex collection of issues that are associated with why people develop substance use issues and find themselves dependent upon substances and addicted and stuck. And again, a certain percentage of people that are sleeping rough and homelessness do use substances. It's often when you talk to them that those substances become a way. In fact, their substance use increases once they become homeless because it's a way of helping them cope with all of the difficulty and the fear and the stress that they're under. And it may not necessarily make sense to everyone. Again, my position on this is framed by the fact that I tend to spend a lot of time with these people, working with them, helping them out. I've been at the coalface and found out some of these things. And that would be my message for this week. If we don't know a lot about something, I guess it's really, really important to just keep our beliefs in check and even maybe go to the source or do a bit of research and try and find out just how true our beliefs actually are. What does the actual evidence say? What does the experience of people say? And the more we can do that, the more informed we're going to be, the more we're going to know about the world, and the less, you know, misbelief is actually going to influence, you know, how we deal with people and how we deal with issues like homelessness in our society. So, some home truths about beliefs this week with Mind Games.